blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, once again, welcome, khushamdeed in our transmission. And today, a topic about the punishment of hell. Many people, they denying this, but this is a fact and the biggest reality of our life. As a Muslim, we have to believe, these are in our imaniyat, in our aqaid as well, that we will raise on the day of judgment and we will be accountable what we have done in this world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, uske baad Rabbe Kareem ki rehmat se jannat milegi khush kismaton ko. But those unfortunate people who are disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal in this world, they will go to hell. And the punishment of hell, it depends about the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. For example, salah, backbiting, not paying zakat, not performing Hajj. So it's different kind of punishments in hell. Inshallah, today we will discuss about these. So Allah Ta'ala hum sabko in punishments se mahfooz farmaye. What is hell? Kis tarike ki hogi? What kinds of punishment in there? Many things we will discuss today. Harun bhai hain, Shahid bhai aur Waseem bhai humare saath hain aaj. Aayye kalam bhi sunte hain inshallah.
Sallallahu alayhi ka ya رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم سچی باتیں سکھاتے یہ ہے سچی باتیں سکھاتے یہ ہے سیدھی راہ چلاتے یہ ہے سیدھی راہ چلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کسر دنا تک کس کی رسائی کسر دنا تک کس کی رسائی جاتے یہ ہیں آتے یہ ہیں جاتے یہ ہیں آتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ سلم شافع نافع رافع دافع شافع نافع رافع دافع کیا کیا رحمت پاتے یہ ہے کیا کیا رحمت پاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فیض جلیل خلیل سے پوچھو فیض جلیل خلیل سے پوچھو فیض جلیل خلیل سے پوچھو آغ میں باغ لگاتے یہ ہیں آغ میں باغ لگاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ان کے ہاتھ میں ہر گل جی ہے ان کے ہاتھ میں ہر گل جی ہے ان کے ہاتھ میں ہر گل جی ہے مالک کل کہلاتے یہ ہیں مالک کل کہلاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم انا اعطیناک الکوثر انا اعطیناک الکوثر انا اعطیناک الکوثر ساری کثرت پاتے یہ ہیں ساری کثرت پاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ٹھنڈا ٹھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا ٹھنڈا ٹھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا ٹھنڈا ٹھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا پیتے ہم ہیں پلاتے یہ ہیں پیتے ہم ہیں پلاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم رب ہے معطی یہ ہے قاسم رب ہے معطی یہ ہے قاسم رزق اس کا ہے کھلاتے یہ ہے رزق اس کا ہے کھلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لاکھ بلائے کروڑوں دشمن لاکھ بلائے کروڑوں دشمن لاکھ بلائے کروڑوں دشمن کون بچائے بچاتے یہ ہے کون بچائے بچاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہر قدم بلدوں کو ٹھپک کر مر قدم بلدوں کو ٹھپک کر میٹھی نیند سلاتے یہ ہے میٹھی سلاتے یہ ہے باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے لطف وہاں فرماتے یہ ہے لطف وہاں فرماتے یہ ہے ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے آ کہہ کے بلاتے یہ ہے آ کہہ کے بلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہے کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہے مجدہ رضا کا سناتے یہ ہے مجدہ رضا کا سناتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سچی بات سکھاتے یہ ہے سیدھی راہ چلاتے یہ ہے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. یہ بھی سو مدنی چینل ویری امپورٹنٹ ٹاپک اور یہی وہ چیزیں ہیں جن کی وجہ سے ہمارا معاشرہ سکون میں آ سکتا ہے. دیر از نو پیس دیر از نو سکون ان آور سوسائٹی بیکاز اف دوز ہو بلیو دیٹ دیر از نو اکاؤنٹیبلٹی پھر جنگل کا قانون ہوتا ہے پھر جس کی جو مرضی آتی ہے وہ کرتا ہے. اسلام اس کو ڈینائی کرتا ہے. You will be accountable for every action you do in this world and the hereafter. تو آپ کو اس دنیا کے اندر وہی کرنا ہے جو آپ کو آخرت میں کامیابی دلا سکے. Otherwise the punishment of hell waiting for you. وہ کیا کیا ہوگا کس طرح ہوگا آئیے انشاءاللہ سنتے ہیں. شیل اسٹارٹ وتھ شاہد بھائی انشاءاللہ.
My Shah Sahib, a beautiful topic and a very important topic as well about hell. In order to understand hell, it's a truth which many people deny or many people don't realize about the hell itself. In order to know what hell is and Allah Almighty creating hell, it is created by Allah Almighty to punish those people who are disobedient to Allah Almighty and His beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is such an extremely terrifying place in the hereafter, known as hell, known as Jahannam, known as Dozakh, in other languages, in different words as well. Now, some may think that hell will be created on the day of judgment and then people will be dealt accordingly. But that's not the case. Hell has been created, thousands of years have passed since the creation of it. It is that place which is beneath the seven earths. If we look at the state of hell, the fire of hell has been burning for 1,000 years until it became red. Then it became white after it burned for another 1,000 years. And then it became black until it burned for another 1,000 years. And currently it's black. Some may think, well, how big is hell? You know, what's the size of hell? How many people can actually go into hell? Allah Jal alone knows the actual depth of hell. And Allah Jal has blessed the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with this information about the depth of hell as well. And it has been stated in the hadith, Shahzab, that if a giant rock is dropped in hell from its edge, it will not reach the bottom even in 70 years.
Allah.
That, if we just look at that depth on the aspect, that 70 years of that, The punishment of hell, Shah Sahib, is such that we cannot contemplate about how the punishment will be. If we just, for example, just take the worldly fire, for example, if someone lights a candle and puts their finger on top, or puts hand on top, they'll only be able to do that for maybe a couple of seconds, and then be in agony and pain.
Allah.
But the hell, the fire of hell, so severe, so bad, that it's in such a way that it punished those sinners, those disobedient, depending on their sins, depending on their actions, what they've been doing of disobedience to the Almighty, they'll be punished according to that aspect as well. The hugeness of Jahannam, this hell, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas, he asked his student, Sayyidina Mujahid, regarding the hugeness of hell. And then he himself answered the question as well. He said, the distance between the hell dweller's earlobe and the shoulder will be equal to the distance of 70 years.
Allahu Akbar.
This is the distance. And Shah Sahib, if we just look at the level of hell, Allah Almighty says that it has 7 gates. For each gate is a part assigned from them for different disbelievers as a different area of hell is fixed for them. Now the 7 gates, inshallah, throughout the program, we'll discuss about these in more detail. But just to name a few, Jahannam, Jahim, Hawiya. These are the 7 gates.
Jahim, Hawiya.
And inshallah, throughout the program, we'll discuss about the type of punishment in these, Allah, and where the other bases are.
May Allah save us from these punishment. Try to seek forgiveness from Allah Almighty as well. And wo dua bhi hai, usko bhi padhte rahein. Aur saath mein Allahumma jinni minan nar, Allahumma jinni minan nar, Allahumma jinni minan nar. Ye dua bhi karte rahein. Allah hum sabko aasaniyan farmaye. Aur no doubt, intensity of the hellfire is a lot, 70 times more than this world. Itni sakht hai. کون عذاب برداشت کر سکتا ہے کوئی بھی نہیں اس لیے پہلے پہلے ہی اللہ کی فرما برداری کی طرف آ جائے وسیم بھائی آپ کیا انفارمیشن دیں گے
ماشاءاللہ شاہ صاحب a very very important topic and first of all I'd like to thank you for choosing this topic now shah sahab regarding the fire of jahannam mashallah shahid bhai briefly mentioned inshallah regarding the fire of jahannam it has been created for the punishment of those that disobey allah azza wa jal those that do not die with iman now it's very very important to mention here that you know if a muslim a believer was to enter jahannam mashallah may allah protect us if a muslim was to enter jahannam eventually a muslim will come out from jahannam but it's mentioned that those that die without iman they will never ever come out from the fire of Jahannam. Meaning they will continue to burn in the fire of Jahannam forever and ever and ever. So this is an absolute truth. And like you beautifully mentioned towards the start of the program, that you know today now when someone is driving, you know that there's camera coming, you know you slow down. You know you're going to get held accountable, you know you slow down that this is going to happen, this is going to happen. This has been created as well for us to worry as well, for us to remain in the boundaries of Sharia. Because when someone doesn't remain in the boundaries of Sharia, he is on the path of this particular path towards the fire of Jahannam. Now the other important thing to mention here, Shah Sahib, that unfortunately, in today's day and age, you find people, number one, they, even though they say they're Muslims, they actually question Jahannam. Does Jahannam exist? Is it a reality? But second most important thing that I'll mention here, especially those comedians, and not only comedians, especially those young people who sit amongst friends, then they question Jahannam. Not only they question Jahannam, they make fun of Jahannam. Shasab, there was one place that we were sitting once, and the person, he went to one such an extent that he goes, doesn't matter, I'll go to Jahannam for a bit, eventually I will come out and I will go to Jannah. You remember to question Jahannam. This is also a way that leads there as well. So it's very, very important that we understand the intensity of Jahannam. We understand it. We don't make fun of Jahannam and think that Jahannam doesn't exist. This is kufr in other words. Like Shahid Bhai mentioned as well, that Jahannam is beneath the seventh earth. It's 70 times more dangerous than this world's fire. Shahid Bhai, you know today's fire, look at the destruction that it does. a fire starts, look at the destruction that it does in a society, especially to the body of a person. Within 2-3 minutes, the person's gone. There's nothing left, meaning you can't even recognize the person's body because the way it burns you. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he once came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and he swore an oath, and he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that if Jahannam was to be open as much as a needle hole, then all the inhabitants of this world, they will be destroyed. They will all die. Shasab, a needle's hole, how small is it? But it's mentioned that even if that much was to be open, Jahannam into this world, everything will pass away. Every inhabitant will pass away. The other thing that is very, very important to mention regarding Jannah and Jahannam, obviously the opposite is Jannah. Inshallah, we will all enter paradise. We will all enter Jannah, inshallah, azawajal. It's mentioned regarding Jahannam, the hell has been covered with many lusts and Jannah has been overlapped with many calamities. Mufti Ahmad Yahya Naimi Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned, hell has been covered with lust. It has been covered with dangerous, but is the path leading towards various destructions. Now, this is something for us to understand. These lusts, these fantasies of this world, this entertainment of this world, that we think that's entertainment, it's a time for entertainment. But in other words, many of these lead to the fire of Jahannam. But in other words, to enter Jannah is covered by many thorns, it's covered by many struggles, it's covered by many difficulties. Today, person thinks that, brother, I'm not going to go through any difficulties and I want to enter Jannah. No doubt, remember one thing, that a person only by the rahmat of Allah, he will enter Jannah. It's simple as that. We should first of all understand what Jahannam is. What's the destructions of Jahannam? And at the same time, we should continue to make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Ya Allah, save us from the destructions of Jahannam, inshallah.
Ameen, Allahumma ameen. Harun bhai.
Yeah, the descriptions of Jahannam. And we hear about the accounts of how people will be punished in Jahannam as well. This is something that should bring fear into the hearts. It should be a wake-up call for us. It should be something that jolts us and, you know, motivates us to engage in good deeds and to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, you know, when we talk about the punishments of Jahannam, no doubt there will be many different kinds of punishments. But they say that the lightest punishment, the easiest punishment of hell, will be that a person will be made to wear slippers made out of fire. And when he wears these slippers, his brain will boil. You know, like Wasimba said, that sometimes people, they undermine, they underestimate what Jahannam really is, what the afterlife really is. And this again, obviously, one big reason is due to a lack of knowledge. But really and truly, if we were to study the deen and to hear the accounts of the scholars and what has been told to us about the description of hell, even for a split second, say it's up, you know, even a portion of a second, a person will not be able to endure it. Why? Because of the sheer severity and, you know, the extreme pain that one would have to go through just to be there. You know, and we hear as well about how Allah Ta'ala has created this world. And, you know, subhanAllah, I came across a clip once of Abdul Habib Bhai, who he mentioned it beautifully, that, you know, Allah Ta'ala, he has made this world in a very perfect way. Why? Because if you look at the way the earth has been positioned from the sun, he's kept it at such a distance that if it was too far, then it would be too cold for the earth and we wouldn't be able to survive, right? Similarly, for example, if you sit too close to a heater, if you get too close to it, you get uncomfortable, you get stuffy, you'd rather turn it down or you'll move away. And if you were to get too close, and the sun, if, let's say, for example, the earth was too close to the sun, then in the same way, it would be too uncomfortable for us, the temperature would be too high, and we wouldn't survive. So subhanAllah, you know, from the wonders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that He's placed the earth at such a perfect distance from the sun that it's not too cold and it's not too hot for us, and it's just perfect for our survival. And in the same way, you know, if we try to put that in perspective and compare, for example, the heat that will be in Jahannam compared to the heat of this world, again, obviously, it's nothing. And like has been described, you know, for example, if we would pass our hand over a flame or a torch or something like this, which is really warm, you know, maybe for a second we'll have our hand there, and then, you know, we'll start rubbing or we'll get really scared, etc. But, you know, these are things and these are descriptions and these are analogies that we should try and picture in our minds to scare ourselves, our nafs, from the hellfire, so that we're able to save ourselves from bad deeds, inshallah, and pass away in a condition of iman so that we're able to enter the
Allah. Heaven. There will be no peace and no sukoon in hell. Yaad rakhe, bedding will be a fire. याद रखिए chain वो भी fire की पहनाई जाएगी. खाना जो खाएंगे वो भी इतना खोलता हुआ होगा कि वो अंदर से ये सारी चीजें जो है बाहर निकाल देगा. इस कदर सख्त अदाबाद है. कई अहादीस है, कई जगह इसके बारे में मेंशन, इसीलिए कि कम ऑन द राइट ट्रैक है. बाद में पछताने से कोई फायदा नहीं. अभी जो करना है वो अभी आप नेक अमाल कर लें, अदरवाइज नथिंग. कहते ना कि कोई एक सेकंड का भी कंफर्ट जहन्नम में नहीं है. नॉट अ सेकंड ईजीनेस इन जहन्नम. ऑल द टाइम पनिशमेंट पनिशमेंट. और इसी वजह से कि अल्लाह की जो नाफरमानी करते थे उनके लिए. हदीस पाक में कैसे वसीम भाई बयान कर रहे थे कि अगर जहन्नम के हथौड़ों में से हैमर जो होता है ना, एक हैमर जो है वो जमीन पे रख दिया जाए इन दिस वर्ल्ड, तमाम दुनिया के इंसान और जिन्नात भी मिलकर उठाना चाहे तो वो नहीं उठा सकते, इतना वो भारी होगा. मनकूल अगर जहन्नम के जो कांटेदार जहरीला दरख्त थोड़ एक कतरा दुनिया में आ जाए तो उसकी बदबू से तमाम अहले दुनिया की मईशत बर्बाद हो जाए, सारी चीजें कोलेप्स हो जाए एक कतरे से. ये खाने को दिया जाएगा, पीने को दिया जाएगा. जब जहन्नमी जहन्नम में पानी मांगेंगे तो खोलता हुआ पानी दिया जाएगा कि मुंह के करीब आते ही, यानी पानी तो पीना है, प्यास लग रही होगी. अब पानी जो होगा वो इतना बॉइलिंग होगा कि उनकी मुंह की खाल गिर जाएगी और पेट में जाते ही आंतों के टुकड़े टुकड़े जो है वो कर दिए जाएंगे. जहन्नमियों को प्यास इस बला की होगी कि उस पर पानी पर ऐसे गिरेंगे जैसे शदीद प्यासे ऊंट के ऊपर गिरते. अब गौर करें, जैसे जूतियों के हवाले से बात की गई कि द लाइटेस्ट पनिशमेंट जो है वो स्लीपर जो होंगे वो फायर के होंगे. अब क्या हाल होगा, सिगरेट नीचे आ जाए उछलते ही नहीं उछलते. अच्छा, हर जो गुनाह है उसकी सजा अलग है. नमाजियों के लिए सजाएं अलग हैं, जो जकात नहीं देते उनकी सजाएं अलग बयान की गई. और सारा हमें दुनिया में बता दिया गया है कि इफ यू विल नॉट डू दीज थिंग्स यू वेट फॉर दिस. उसके बावजूद भी मेजॉरिटी आप देखेंगे उन चीजों को कर, तो पता है कि इसकी वजह से पनिशमेंट होगी. बैक बाइटिंग, जेलसी, स्लैंडरिंग, तोहमतें, ऑस्टेंटेशन, ये कितने गुना. हज नहीं करते, रोजा कैसा रखना चाहिए. सिर्फ भूखा प्यासा रहने का नाम रोजा नहीं है. रोजा एवरी बॉडी पार्ट्स का होता है. डोंट वॉच हराम, डोंट स्पीक हराम, डोंट लिसन हराम. वो टीवी भी देख रहे होते, क्या देख रहे होते पता, जो सुन रहे होते हैं किसी की बुराई कर रहे होंगे. ऐसे बदनसीब लोग हैं जो लोगों की बुराई करने से बाज नहीं आते, अपने दिखावे से बाज नहीं आते. आपको पता है ऑस्टेंटेशन वाले के लिए क्या अजाब है. आपको पता है जो अपने आप को बड़ा समझता है दूसरे को कम, ये उसको पता ही कुछ नहीं है, सारा मुझे पता है, भी मेरे क्यों नहीं. यानी कि सेल्फ प्रेजिंग, अपने मुंह मियां मिठू बन रहा होता है, मुझे क्यों नहीं मिला, मुझे क्यों नहीं मिला. जेलसी, इन सब की पनिशमेंट इतनी सख्त है, इतनी सख्त है कि अलमान अल हफीज. लेकिन फिर भी ये कि गफलत नहीं अतरती. अल्लाह करे कि हम गफलत से जागने वाले बने. एंड प्रीपेयर फॉर दीज डेज. अल्लाह हमें महफूज फरमाए और हमें जन्नत में बिला हिसाब दाखला अता फरमाए. लेकिन दोज हु आर कंटिन्यू डिसओबेइंग अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल, बी रेडी फॉर द पनिशमेंट. कोई भी पनिशमेंट बर्दाश्त नहीं कर सकता. तो प्लीज अपने हाल पर भी रहम करें और दूसरों के हालों पर भी रहम फरमाए. जी शायद
पनिशमेंट ऑफ the first gate of Jahannam, the hell. For those sinners in the sinners of this world, he said that it has the least heat, from the seven, amongst all the levels that has, and it's the least painful punishment for the sinner as well. That's the first. And what is the punishment? As the sinners enter through its gates, their faces will be burnt with the fire and will eat their flesh. And Allah Almighty will renew their flesh every time it's been burned out as well. Yeah, today we think, well, you know, we hear the word hell, we hear the word Jahannam, and we just take it very lightly. We don't consider it the severity of where it should be. And mentioning on the aspect of Shazab, that the most severe part of the Jahannam, the hell, state that no sinner will be released from its level. There's a pitch of darkness on this. Backbiters and people who die without faith will be near. The sinners in this level will be crushed under the mountains with them lying on their faces. And the hands of the sinners will be bound to their necks and their backs, to their legs. And the angels of hell will surely stand on them. And the hands of the angels are supposed to be made of strong iron as a punishment for the sinners. And sinners with their bare hands. Yes, the food, you mentioned about the food, what they'll eat and everything. And today we eat so many luxurious foods, we waste so much things up. But sinners on that day will be given, for drinking, they'll be given pus oozing out of the body of the hell dwellers. Here, when we see something disgusting, we run away from it. Committing a sin and having that to eat, one can even not imagine that how sweet it that will be. And it'll be so hot that we won't be able to take it to our mouths to eat or drink as well. Because if it is so disgusting and so heat, we will be pondering, how can we even do this? Today, when any aspect happens and we don't like a particular food, we just put it away, refuse to eat it, and then we don't even consider much about it. The appearance of the hell dwellers, Allah Almighty Shazab, He likes our human faces because He's blessed us with these faces, with the blessed of the blood of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Therefore, the face of the unbeliever will not be a human face in hell. In fact, it will be different, which have been mentioned in different hadiths as well. The face of a hell dweller will be so hateful that if a hell dweller is brought in the world having the same face, all the people will die because the ugliness of the face and the false smile as well. We think, yeah, you know, Allah, I'm so handsome, we do ourselves up, but yet we are so disobedient to Allah Almighty. We are ungrateful to Allah Almighty for what He has blessed us with. And yet we think that, you know, the hell is nothing. We take this word as very lightly and not ponder upon the severity of what will come to us if we do not continue to obey Allah Almighty, if we do not continue to follow the teachings of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We talk so much, Yasab, and we utter so much foul words from our mouth as well, not even thinking that what we uttering can lead us to the fire of hell. The body of those who die without faith will be enlarged to such an extent that the distance from one shoulder to the other is of 3 days for a fast rider. Each molar will be equal to the Mount Uhud. The thickness of the skin will be equal to the length of 42 handspans.
Allah.
The place of sitting will be so long, like from Makkah to Medina.
Allah.
The tongue will be dragging like carcass near the umbrella. And one carcass is approximately equal to 3,000 yards. And two carcass outside the mouth that people will be trampling on as well.
Allah.
The upper lip of the hell dweller will fold and reach to the middle part of the head, where the lower one will hang down to reach to the navel.
Astagh.
This, something, Shazab, when we talk and we say certain things, our tongue, our faces will be in such a way that we cannot even imagine. If something like that comes, or even something much less than comes to us in this world, we will be terrified. But yet, this is our situation. This is the situation of those people who will be into the hell. And do we ever ponder upon that, what is my state? Are my actions leading me towards hell? Or are my actions leading towards heaven?
Allah.
Something we need to ponder upon. And if our actions, Allah forbid, are towards hell, we really need to ponder upon. We should be sincere. We should learn about the reality of hell and what will come of us if we are thrown into the fire of hell. What will happen to us if we are disobedient? If we are backbiting another person? If we are having hatred or jealousy of another person? Then hell is destined for us.
Oh. It should depend sincerely. You know, the problem is we not sincere with ourselves. We think we making foolish to other people, but we making our own self foolish. No one else. Because Allah knows what's inside your heart. What's inside your heart, Allah knows best the how much hatred and jealousy and malice you have for other person. If you are backbiting, this is also the consequences there as well. So Wasim bhai, bahut sari cheeze iske andar hai. Halanki bahut yani backbiting ko to koi kuch samajh nahi rahe ho. Yaar main sach bol raha hu bhai, sachi backbiting hai. You don't know the actual definition of what is backbiting. Backbiting hoti sach hai. لیکن وہ اس طرح بات کی جائے کہ جس کے بارے میں کی جائے اس کو برا لگتا ہے. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once asked, do you know what backbiting is? And now listen careful, because this is a cancer in our society. اتنی موٹی بک ایسے نہیں لکھ دی امیر علیہ سنت دامت برکاتہ اللہ علیہ. There is a reason behind it. So what is backbiting? Why is the cancer in our society? And the companion answer, Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam know the best. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi explain, now listen carefully, what is backbiting? The backbiting is that you talk about your brother in a manner which he would dislike. Someone then asked, what if that fault is present in him? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, if the statement you are making about his fault is present in him, you have in fact committed backbiting against him. Whereas if that fault is not him, then you have slandered him. Yani ye usse bhi bada guna hai ki aapne bohtan maan diya hai. Aur iski punishment kya hai iske bare mein bada famous devastating punishment inki backbiting ki hai. Hatim Asam Rahmatullah Alayh has stated, it has been relayed to us that in hell a backbiter face will be turned into the face of monkey. آج کوئی ویسے منکی یا کوئی اوپر سے وہ لگا کے نہیں ماسک گھومتے ہیں, لوگ کیسا مذاق اڑاتے ہیں, لوگ کیا بات کرتے, ماسک نہیں ہوگا. His face will change into the face of monkey and liar face will turn into the face of dog and a jealous person face will be turned into the face of a pig. اب یہ کامن ہے, لائر ہماری کمیونٹی میں, بیک بائٹر یہ ہماری کمیونٹی کے اندر آپ کو نظر آئے گا, جیلس کرنے والا اللہ اللہ مان اللہ, یعنی کوئی بچی بھی نہیں ہے, چاہے ریلیجیس آرگنائزیشن لیں یا ورلڈی آرگنائزیشن لیں, گھروں کو لیں فرینڈ, جیلسی تو اتنی آ گئی ہے کہ جس جو بات کرتا ہے وہ جیلس, جو بات کرتا ہے وہ جیلس, کسی کی ترقی دیکھی نہیں جاتی ہے, کسی کی عزت دیکھی نہیں جاتی, کسی کا بیان سنا نہیں جاتا کہ نہیں نہیں, نہیں. اچھا بول, میں تو اللہ کے لیے, اللہ نے کبھی حکم فرمایا آپ کو, آپ کون ہوتے کسی کو جج کرنے والے؟ پہلا میٹر تو یہ ہے نا, who has given you this authority to judge other person, his intention, he is doing for the sake of Allah, he is doing for himself, you, آپ کو کسی نے الاؤ نہیں کیا کہ آپ جج بن جائے اور فیصلہ کر دیں, اور آپ اندر ہی اندر حسد کیے جا رہے, یہ بندہ اس کو بیان دیا مجھے نہیں دیا, اس نے نعت پڑھی میں نے نہیں پڑھی, اس کو عزت دی مجھے نہیں دی, اس کو آگے بٹھایا مجھے نہیں بٹھایا, اس کو ادھر بٹھایا مجھے, یہ ساری چیزیں کیا ہے, یہی تو پرابلم ہے. وہ کہتے ہیں نا, کوئی سینگ نہیں نکل آتے جیلسی کرنے والے کے یا بیک بائٹر کے, یہ اندر کے وہ خیالات ہیں, اندر کی چیزیں ہیں جو اندر ہی اندر آپ کو جلا رہی ہوتی ہیں, اور اس کی وجہ سے آپ کا ایکشن, آپ کا ریئیکشن آپ کو جہنم میں لے کے جا رہا ہوتا ہے. سو وی نیڈ ٹو بی ویری ویری کیئرفل اباؤٹ واٹ وی سے اباؤٹ ادر مسلم بردرس اور اباؤٹ یور اون فیملی. آج فیملیوں کے اندر بھی پرابلم ہے, ہسبینڈ وائف, وائف ہسبینڈ کے بارے میں پرابلم کر رہا ہے, بھائی بھائی سے جل رہا ہوتا ہے, یار آپ کا بھائی یہ ترقی ہوگی تو کیا ہو گیا, اللہ نے اس کو دیا خوش ہو, اللہ آپ دعا کرو یا اللہ تو نے اس کو بھی دیا مجھے بھی دے, میں بھی تیرے راستے میں خرچ کر دوں, جلنے کی کیا بات ہے. ہر بندہ ہر فیلڈ میں ماہر نہیں ہو سکتا, لیکن جو اللہ نے آپ کو دیا آپ اس پہ شکر ادا کریں, کائے کو جہنم کی طرف جانے والے کام کر رہے ہیں, کائے آپ وہ کام وہ ڈیزرو کر رہے ہیں کہ میں یہ کر رہا ہوں تاکہ میں ڈیزرو ہوں ان چیزوں کا, معاذ اللہ. ریئلائز یور شارٹ کمنگ, ریئلائز یور مسٹیکس, اینڈ دین سپلیکیٹ ان دا کورٹ آف اللہ, یا اللہ I'm repenting sincerely in the court of Allah. میں دوبارہ یہ گناہ نہیں کروں گا, مجھے معاف کر دے. یہ وہ ساری چیزیں جو آپ کو جہنم سے بچائیں گی. فیک کمٹمنٹ نہ کریں, فیک پرومس نہ کریں, فیک ریپینٹنس جو ہے نا وہ کامن ہماری سوسائٹی میں ہے. سنسیئر ریپینٹنس اللہ کی بارگاہ میں قبول ہوتی ہے, اس کی طرف آئیں گے تو انشاءاللہ کامیابی ملے گی.
ماشاءاللہ شاہ صاحب, you mentioned some absolutely brilliant points about some huge problems in our community. One of them is backbiting, that has become so common in our society that, you know, every other person is doing it at this moment in time, and the situation is that we don't even know when we're doing it as well, because we don't know the definition. And mashallah, you've mentioned the definition, but you know, one of the punishments for a person who backbites, you know, honestly Shah Sahab, you know, if you look, when someone passes away, what happens? Brother, I don't want to go. I don't want to go near the body. Why? I'm scared of the body. Even the son is saying, I don't want to wash the body. I don't want to go near my father's body. Brother, you please come and do it. And you know, there was one location that we were at. The ghusl is about to be done. And it's mentioned that the son, he's seen his father's body. And it's mentioned that just seeing the body, he fainted at that particular time. Allah. So this is the level. But it's mentioned that a person that you backbite about, it's mentioned that that backbiter, that in Jahannam, this person will be made to eat the flesh of a dead person in Jahannam. Just think to yourself, today,
touching a dead body, you have to wear extra gloves. Why? You don't want to touch the body. You don't want to be in the same room as a body. But it's mentioned that a backbiter on the day of judgment in Jahannam, he will be made to eat the flesh of a dead person in Jahannam. And further, it's mentioned that the backbiter will be the first one to enter Jahannam. Today, we're talking about Jahannam, what Jahannam is. But it's mentioned that the first person to enter Jahannam will be the backbiter. And it's mentioned, like you beautifully mentioned as well, that the backbiter will be the monkey of Jahannam as well. So these are all alarming situations. We're hearing about the horrific state of Jahannam, but it's mentioned that one huge group of people that will enter Jahannam in a horrific way are those people that backbite. So this is something that we need to seek refuge from. The other point that you mentioned is about jealousy. Now, Shahzab, I just want to mention here, there might be someone thinking, I'm okay, I've got no jealousy in my heart. I want to mention a few practical ways where we can understand if we've actually got jealousy in our heart. For example, now, someone that you don't really like, he's being praised in front of you. What's happening inside your heart? If good is happening, that mashallah is being praised, then it's Medina, Medina. But on the other hand, if something is happening in your heart, why is he being praised?
Not
why
something burning inside your
burning,
heart.
In other words.
And you know, till you not diagnose the cancer, you don't go for treatment. You have to diagnose these things. I don't have check to karo. इतना शुगर लेवल बढ़ा हुआ, इतना कोलेस्ट्रॉल लेवल बढ़ा हुआ, हार्ट अटैक हो सकता है कभी भी. तो ये इतना जो हसद बढ़ा हुआ, इतनी गीबत बढ़ी हुई, पहले चेक तो करा ले आपको है या नहीं है.
That's right. So now the another thing is that, for example, if someone is being praised, then the other aspect as well. Now if someone comes sits next to you, now that person you don't really like, he starts speaking bad about that person. What happens if your heart is like, brother, don't do this, don't speak bad, then you're okay. But on the other hand, if you're getting happy in your heart that so-and-so I don't like, in other words, people are speaking bad about him, this is also a sign of jealousy as well. So may Allah remove this. Then you're talking about slandering, another huge problem. Behind the back, slandering a person, he did this, he did that, he never did it, but you're slandering behind the back. So these are all things, Shah Sahab, that lead towards the fire of Jahannam. And you know, if you look at it, one thing you mentioned at the start of the program, you know, all these things that we're talking about to protect ourselves from Jahannam, if we protect ourselves from in this community today, it will make our society, it will make our community better. If people stop backbiting, if people stop having jealousy, slandering, etc., etc., our society today will become a better society. But Shahzad, I just want to finally mention what the Quran talks about Jahannam. There's many, many ayahs regarding what the Quran says about Jahannam, but one in particular regarding the bridge of Sirat. It's mentioned, translation from Kanzul Iman, Surah Maryam, verse 71. A translation from Kanzul Iman, and there is none amongst you who should not pass over Jahannam, binding upon your Lord. So it's mentioned regarding this ayah of Shah Sahab that every single person, they will, you know, if we want to enter Jannah, in other words, we will have to pass over Jahannam. How is this? It's that bridge of Sirat. What is this bridge of Sirat? It's thinner than a piece of hair. I normally mention this, Shah Sahab, I mentioned this here today. You know, as time goes, as a person age passes, you know, hair falls out. You know, today a hair falls into your hand, you can see it. Once it falls on the ground, it's very difficult. You'll have to get the magnifying glass to find where that piece of hair is gone. It's mentioned that the bridge of Sirat will be thinner than that. It'll be sharper than a sword. And you know, most horrific, that bridge of Sirat in front of you, you will see people falling off this bridge of Sirat into the fire of Jahannam. May Allah protect and may Allah Azawajal, for the sake of His rahmat, allow us to cross this bridge of Sirat.
Everyone has to cross. There
everyone
is no option.
Everyone has
like
to cross.
We have a bridge clause here, A38, you go to the M6 bridge. Mm-hmm. M6 clause, you go to M42. But everyone has to cross that bridge of Sirat.
That's right, yeah. So this is that bridge of Sirat that is over Jahannam, that every single one, and it's going to take approximately 15,000, those that are successful, 15,000 years to cross this bridge of Sirat. You know, just imagine to you be in the car for 15 minutes crossing over a bridge, brother Amoha, 15 hours, and he mentioned 15,000 years, you're crossing this bridge. What kind of bridge is it? Not that you can park up on the side of the road and relax for a bit, no. It's that bridge that is thinner than a piece of hair. So it's an alarming situation, that may Allah protect us from all the sins that you mentioned as well as the other sins as well. But on the other hand, may Allah, but Shah Sahib, I think very important that with the message that we need to give from today's platform is to usher from the freedom of the fire of Jahannam. These are those blessed days where people are being freed from the fire of Jahannam. These are those days, especially Allah, when du'as are being accepted. Now today what happens? Exams coming. What's the consequences, brother? I'm going to fail my exam. Please make du'a, I pass my exam. Something's coming up. If I don't get this right, the other path is not good for me. So please make du'a that I'm on this path and this is the path that takes me forward. But Shah Sahib, it is mentioned regarding the hereafter, only two paths. One is Jannah and one is Jahannam. But the question arises today. Allah. When today you got an exam, you know the consequences of failing the exam. It's on your mind constantly. Jahannam, is this on our mind? Jannah, is this on our mind? Hereafter, is this on our mind? These two paths are there on our mind. This is the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal. This used to constantly concern them. Why if I'm thrown into the fire of Jahannam? Why if I'm burnt in the fire of Jahannam? There's so many narrations that we can mention as well. But today, how much do we remember these destinations? So this is something that on a constant basis, we should be making dua in the court of Allah. Ya Allah, allow us to go to Jannah. Save us from the fire of hell. Save us from Jahannam. Ameen, save ameen. Us from entering Jahannam.
What are the preparation you have done to save yourself? Koi preparation nahi hai. Koi matlab jab preparation hi nahi hai, toh phir kya ho raha hai? Kaam phir wohi ho raha hai. Baithe mein baatein karne. Time wasting. Kabhi iski burai, kabhi uski. Na kisi ke saath baithe. Sit alone, no problem. But don't sit with those जो आपको बुराई में मुब्तला कर रहे हैं. Don't watch those channels जो आपको कहीं ऐसे गुनाह की तरफ ले जा रहे हैं. कोई काम ऐसा ना करें. अपने आप को सेव करें. Save yourself from hellfire. Please, a humble request to you. यानी सिर्फ अगर हम backbiting की बात करें तो इतने अजाब. यानी आप जरा सी खारिज करें, स्केच yourself, थोड़ा सा ज्यादा हो जाए तो जलन होती है कई हफ्तों तक. You know the punishment? Those who are doing backbiting. आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम ने क्या फरमाया? ऑन लैलतुल मेराज, द नाइट ऑफ असेंशन, एंड द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सीन द जन्ना, एंड फ्रॉम द जन्ना ही सीन द, जो मुलायजा किया था कि जहन्नम के जो द पनिशमेंट ऑफ हेल, आई केम अक्रॉस सच अ नेशन दैट वर स्क्रैचिंग देयर फेसेस एंड चेस्ट विद नेल्स. बट विच नेल्स? नेल्स मेड ऑफ कॉपर. ये हमारे तो बने ना, ये नेल कुछ नहीं है, कॉपर के नेल्स होंगे. आया जिब्राइल, हु आर दीज पीपल? And he replied, they used to eat the flesh of humans, backbite and would tarnish their honor. लोगों की बेइज्जती करते थे और ये अपने भाई ये बुराइयां करते थे, यानी गीबत किया करते थे और लोगों की इज्जतों की धज्जियां उड़ाते थे. आज जहां बैठते वो ये, अरे भाई चुप हो जाओ यार, कुफले मदीना लगा लो. स्पीक गुड और रिमेन साइलेंट इफ यू बिलीव इन अल्लाह ऑन द डे ऑफ जजमेंट. ये बेस्ट ऑप्शन है. या तो अच्छी बात करें, ये खामोश हो जाए. नहीं खामोश रहा जाता, इतनी गंदगी अंदर है कि जब तक ये निकलती नहीं है बाहर, मुझे मजा नहीं आता. आपको स्वीटनेस ही नहीं चीजों की है. नो स्वीटनेस ऑफ वर्शिप, नो स्वीटनेस ऑफ कुरान, नो स्वीटनेस ऑफ गुड कंपनी, नो स्वीटनेस ऑफ अ पाइस पीपल. है ही नहीं आपके पास ये चीजें, तो आपको इन्हीं चीजों का जो गुनाह है, आपको उन्हीं की लज्जत मजा आ रहा है. लेकिन जो नेक लोग होते हैं, उनको इनकी लज्जत आती है, इबादतों की, कुरान की, सजदों की. आज गौर करिएगा, Dear US Madani Channel, are we doing such actions? Are taking towards Jannah? Ya main wo kaam kar raha hoon jo mujhe Jahannam mein lekar ja rahe. And then keep watching Madani Channel. Join Dawat-e-Islami, Madani Kafle. Allah ki rehmat se lakho nahi karodo musalman, they are saving themselves and their family from the fire of hell. Kyunki unki company achhi ho gayi hai. Unko realize kar diya ki ye kaam achhe nahi hai. To mujhe aur aapko bhi apne aap ko Jahannam se bachane ke kaam करने चाहिए. आइए एक इंशाअल्लाह पैकेज देखते हैं और देखते हैं कि आज बच्चों के लिए क्या प्रोग्राम है.
It's not that easy to catch me. Right. Plan A failed. Now it's time for Plan B.
Where is Naman gone?
Yay, I got you.
Ah, what was that?
It's very easy to catch you.
Being clever, huh? That's called smartness.
You see, when you can't get your target with a certain plan, then you have to change your plan and execute new tactics.
Who's that with Brother Ghulam Rasool?
He's our new friend, Brother Usaid. He knows quite a lot about science. Come on, let's go to him. What's the matter, Brother Usaid? Why do you look so worried? And what are you both talking about in relation to these plants?
Look, what have you both done? Whilst you both were playing, this plant pot broke, which has really damaged the plant. And you have damaged other plants as well.
Oh, we've done something really bad.
Do you know that these plants are a very big blessing of Allah Almighty? Allah Almighty has made these trees and plants to serve the human beings, and they play a very important role in cleansing the air from pollution.
These plants remove air pollution?
Oxygen.
What's oxygen?
According to scientific research, trees and plants inhale a harmful gas called carbon dioxide, and they give oxygen that is helpful for breathing to us human beings. Oxygen is very important for the human life. We cannot live and survive without it.
This means these plants are very precious.
Yes, plants are very precious indeed.
And also, plants do the zikr of Allah Almighty. And our noble, beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated that he who planted a tree without oppression and without forcefully, then as long as anyone from the creation of Allah Almighty keeps benefiting from it, then he, i.e. who planted the tree, will get a reward for it. So dear children, you should also properly look after the plants, trees and flowers in your school. In fact, if you can, you should plant nice trees and flowers in your house and neighborhood and make the environment pleasing and beautiful around you. So, let's make the air clean.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wasim bhai, quickly, a message from Ghulam Rasool.
Plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D. Make sure you have multiple plans, inshallah, azawajal, so you don't lose hope, you don't get disheartened, inshallah, azawajal, and you have another way to get to your success, inshallah. So that was one beautiful message. Alhamdulillah, we have these trees, huge benefit. In other words, we're breathing today, we are alive today because of these trees, alhamdulillah. But the message that I would like to give Shah Sahab, that according to one research, every single day, approximately 27,000 trees are cut. Why are these cut? These are cut to make paper for us. And what do people do today? One word, one line, and the rest goes in the bin. So this is something that we need to understand the value that these trees are being cut. In other words, they're helping us breathe, but we're cutting them to make paper. And then one word, two words, one line, and the rest goes into the bin. So one message that I would like to give from this platform as well, especially what we are seeing with global warming, climate change at this moment in time. And so one message that I would like to give is that wherever it's possible, we should try to recycle. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions in the Quran that on the day of, in other words, we've heard as well, that on the day of judgment, every single person will be asked about every blessing they have been given. So these blessings have been given today to us. If we're going to waste them, we're going to be asked about these on the day of judgment. So in other words, one message is recycling, but number two is that don't waste paper. Yes, okay, you needed one line, but at least use the other part, inshallah, later on in a couple of days time, in a couple of weeks time when you need it. But this that we see that people are just throwing one paper here, one paper there, in other words, this is something that is damaging an environment. TK, if you don't need the paper, put in the recycling, at least it'll be reused, inshallah, and be given to someone else. But this is something that is happening where we're wasting things, and it's, in other words, causing climate change to happen, what we're seeing at the moment.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Great message, MashaAllah. Chale kalam 5 minutes in lete, inshallah.
Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu
ta'ala ala Muhammad. Mujhe dar pe phir bulana Madani Madine wale Mujhe dar pe phir bulana Madani Madine wale ke bhi pilana madani madine wale maish ke bhi pilana madani madine wale meri aankh mein samana madani madine wale meri aankh mein samana madani madine wale ban dil tera thikana ban dil tera madani madine wale teri jab ke deed hogi jab meri aid hogi teri jab ke deed hogi jab meri aid hogi mere khwab mein tumana mere khwab mein tumana madani madine wale mujhe dar pe phir bulana madani madine wale meri aane wali nasle tere ishq hi mein machle meri aane wali nasle tere ishq hi mein machle unne nek to bana madani madine wale mai ishq bhi pilana madani madine wale qallat hilati anta wasilati adrikni ya rasulallah adrikni ya rasulallah ghataaye gham ki chhaaye dil pareshaan ya rasulallah tumhe ab kuch karo mahe risalat ya rasulallah safine ke parkhche ud chuke hain zor tufa se bacha lo main bhi dooba ae meri jaan ya rasulallah qallat hilati anta wasilati adrikni ya rasulallah adrikni ya rasulallah gunahon ki nahi jaati hai aadat ya rasulallah tumhe ab kuch karo mahe risalat ya rasulallah main bachna chahta hoon hai phir bhi bach nahi paata gunahon ki padi hai aisi aadat ya rasulallah main ho sunni rahu sunni maro sunni madine mein baqiye paak mein بن جائے تربت یا رسول اللہ سنہری جا لیا ہو آپ ہو اور مجھ سا عاصی ہو ملے سینے سے سینہ جان جانا یا رسول اللہ قلت حیلتی انت وسیلتی ادرکنی یا رسول اللہ ادرکنی یا رسول اللہ ادرکنی یا رسول اللہ ادرکنی یا رسول اللہ.
ٹائم کم رہ گیا, شاہد بھائی کوئکلی کیا میسج دیں گے؟
Sir, we've talked about the punishment of the hell, but if we look at ourselves, knowing about the punishment of the hell, knowing the severity, our actions, our behavior, we remain continue committing sins, and we need to save ourselves from this aspect. Let us sincerely change ourselves for the hereafter, because we will not be able to tolerate the punishment of hell in any aspect. So before the angel of death comes and captures our soul, let's not just waste time, let's utilize our entire time to benefit and change ourselves for the hereafter.
Allah asaniya farmaye. Wasim bhai, quickly kya message denge?
Shah sahab, I think mashallah today very briefly we've talked about jahannam, what the punishments are. We just about got started, and I think for us to really understand what jahannam is doing research inshallah. And alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami's website, many books are available where you could find that this as well. And in other words, to find out and protect ourselves from these particular sins. One quick sin I just want to really briefly mention here as well is regarding suicide. It's one huge problem at this moment in time. Every 40 seconds someone's committing suicide, and it's mentioned that that person who does this, whatever weapon they use or whatever tool they use, they will continue to, in other words, injure themselves in the fire of Jahannam. So may Allah Azza wa Jal protect us from this sin as well. If there's anyone watching, you know, trying to give up, in other words, don't give up. In other words, there's a lot more punishment in the hereafter. So in other words, inshallah Azza wa Jal, do sabr so we can enter the gardens of paradise inshallah.
MashaAllah.
The Prophet has given us a guarantee. What is this guarantee for? The Prophet said, whoever can guarantee the chastity of what is between his two jawbones, meaning the tongue, and what is between his two legs, meaning the private parts, I guarantee paradise for him. Meaning if we safeguard these body parts, then the Prophet has guaranteed paradise for us. So, doesn't need any explanation. It's self-explanatory, so we should try our best to safeguard our tongue and obviously to stay away from anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. JazakAllah for everybody, and now keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen, Islam is the way of life.